All right, so looks like we got another request for help, this time about duplicate records in Salesforce.
Yeah, a classic Salesforce struggle, right?
Definitely a pain point for a lot of users, and it seems like our listener has been checking out Zop IT, specifically their DDUP Manager app.
Oh yeah, their website page about it is pretty interesting.
That's exactly what we are diving into today. Gonna see if their claims actually hold up.
Yeah, and see if this could be the answer to your deduping prayers.
So one thing that really stands out is how Zap IT zeroes in on the fear factor, that feeling you get when you're facing a ton of duplicate records.
That fear of messing things up, deleting the wrong stuff.
It's like they understand exactly how overwhelming that can be, the risk of corrupting your Salesforce data.
For sure. And they really go for it with that tagline. No safe auto merge until now.
Bold statement, right?
Definitely bold.
So, how do they plan on backing that up? They talk about mass merging any number of records, even automatically.
And not just merging, but keeping the right data intact, using algorithms, restore functions, the whole shebang.
It does sound impressive, almost too good to be true.
Well, one thing that caught my eye was their example of retaining all unique phone numbers after a merge.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Even if those numbers are scattered across different fields, that level of control during merging, that's not something you see every day.
If they can pull that off, it could be a game changer.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so instead of dreading the merge, you're given more control over it. That makes sense?
Right, but what if something goes wrong?
Exactly. We've all been there, a merge gone bad, and suddenly you're in panic mode.
How does Zep IT handle those oh no moments?
Well, they highlight their restore function a lot,
They claim you can reverse merges with just one click.
which would be huge because it directly tackles that anxiety, lets you experiment without the fear of irreversible damage.
Yeah, like a safety net for your data.
I like that, a safety net. And speaking of reassurance, they've got Sergey Ehrlich singing their praises.
Oh yeah, Sergey, he's a big name in the Salesforce world.
Solution architect at salesforce.org, a Salesforce MVP.
I heard he even won a golden hoodie from them.
Seriously, that's awesome. When someone with his credentials is a fan, it makes you take notice.
For sure. His endorsement definitely adds weight to their claims.
But okay, testimonials aside, let's get into the nitty-gritty. How does this DDUP manager actually work?
From their page, it seems like you can access the app directly within Salesforce.
Convenient.
And they even have pre-made tabs for common scenarios, like merging leads with similar emails.
Looks like they value user friendliness.
But what if you've got a more unique situation?
That's where their custom merge jobs come in, right?
Yeah, they talk about using fuzzy logic, which helps match records even if there are small discrepancies.
Fuzzy logic? What's that exactly?
It's a type of computing that can see past things like typos or variations in formatting.
So it's like a detective that can spot those hidden connections.
Exactly. It goes beyond exact matches to catch those sneaky duplicates.
So it's powerful, but ultimately the user still has control, right?
Oh, absolutely. You define the criteria that matter most for your merges.
You can specify fields, use custom logic, really tailor the process to your needs.
Which is key because you're not just blindly merging records, you're making informed decisions about how your data is combined.
Okay, so they've laid out the problem, the solution, and how it works.
Now let's get to the good stuff, the benefits.
Starting with unlimited auto merges. For anyone dealing with a ton of duplicate leads, that sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah, no matter the volume, Zapatee says they can handle it.
That's a big claim, especially for organizations with tons of data.
And to make things even better, they've got that restore in just a click feature.
Being able to undo a merge that easily definitely takes the pressure off.
It's like having a rewind button for your data.
You can try different merge scenarios without worrying about permanent consequences.
But what about making sure you keep the right data during a merge?
That's where their smart merge strategy comes in, right?
Exactly. Users can define global data retention rules, as well as field-specific ones.
So it's not just about merging, it's about merging intelligently.
You're not sacrificing data integrity for efficiency.
And that brings us to another key point, security. They emphasize that your data never leaves your Salesforce instance.
Which is a big concern for a lot of users when it comes to third-party apps.
Absolutely, data security is paramount.
But sometimes all these technical details can feel a bit abstract.
Thankfully, Zap ID includes some helpful screenshots on their page.
Visuals definitely help.
Like there's one showing the DDUP Manager interface open on a laptop. It looks pretty user-friendly and intuitive.
And they also include concrete examples of how the app can be used.
Yeah, like merging leads with similar emails, merging contacts based on custom formulas.
It helps you visualize how this would actually work in your own Salesforce org.
And to top it all off, they offer a free trial.
It's a smart move, giving you a chance to try before you buy.
So what are your initial thoughts? Do you think ZapRT is worth checking out?
Based on what we've seen, I think they're making a strong case. Their focus on safe, automated merging, data retention, and security, it all aligns with what users need.
All right, so they've definitely got our attention.
But before we get too excited, let's take a closer look at some of those more advanced features they mentioned, like multi-group merging and global duplicate detection.
We'll explore those in detail next.
So multi-group merging, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Imagine you've got these complex duplicate scenarios where you need to merge records across different groups.
Like different object types, right?
Exactly. Maybe you're combining leads, contacts, and accounts that are all related to the same entity.
That sounds messy.
It can be, like a tangled web of data.
Especially if you're doing it manually.
Oh, yeah. So ZapIO claims they can handle that. Identify and merge related records across multiple objects.
So it's like a super merge, connecting all the dots across different data sets.
Exactly. Streamlining the whole process, reducing the risk of creating new inconsistencies.
Which would be a huge time saver for anyone dealing with those complex data structures.
Right. But then there's the challenge of identifying duplicates across your entire Salesforce org.
That's a whole lot of data to sift through.
That's where their global duplicate detection comes in.
So how does that work?
They've got these algorithms that scan all your records, doesn't matter the object type.
And then what?
They flag potential duplicates based on criteria you set.
So it's like having a detective combing through your entire database.
Exactly, looking for those hidden connections and potential duplicates.
Sounds pretty powerful from a technical standpoint, but what does that actually mean for the user?
It means you're not just dealing with duplicates in isolated pockets.
You're getting a big picture view.
Right, a comprehensive view of the problem, so you can actually clean up your whole system.
Which could have a ripple effect, improving data quality, reporting accuracy.
Even the effectiveness of your sales and marketing efforts, all because you cleaned up your duplicates.
So it's more than just a deduplication tool, it's like a data hygiene solution.
But even with all these fancy features, I imagine there's still a learning curve.
Yeah. What about users who are new to this whole data management thing?
Well, Zappy does mention their support team.
Okay. So there's help available.
Yeah. They offer assistance and guidance throughout the process.
Which makes sense. Sometimes you need a human touch.
But even with support, you still got to approach this strategically.
You can't just set it and forget it, right?
Exactly. Even the most sophisticated tool can't replace careful planning.
You got to understand your data.
Define your merge criteria. Prioritize what data you want to keep.
And make sure it all aligns with your overall data strategy.
It's like having a roadmap before you start a journey.
You got to know where you're going and the best way to get there.
Right, but what I found really interesting about ZapRT is their emphasis on user control.
It's not just about blindly merging. It's about giving you the power to decide what happens with your data.
I agree. It's about taking ownership of your data integrity.
So we've talked about some of the more advanced features, user control, support.
But I'm wondering, are there any potential downsides or limitations we should consider?
That's a great question because no solution is perfect.
While ZapBite has a lot of promising features, we got to be realistic, right?
What do you mean by that? Any specific concerns you have?
Well, I'm thinking about that saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Even with a tool as fancy as ZapBite, your results depend on the quality of your data.
You got to, if your data's a mess to begin with, automation won't magically fix everything.
Right. So it's not a set it and forget it kind of solution.
Nope. You got to lay the groundwork first, establish good data hygiene before you even think about merging.
So data cleanup is step one.
Exactly. Then ZapIT can come in and help you manage those duplicates.
It's like a, you know, preparing your garden before you plant anything.
I like that analogy.
You got to clear out the weeds, make sure the soil's good.
Otherwise, you're just going to end up with more problems.
Okay. So data cleanup first, then ZapIT can work its magic. It's about using the right tool at the right time.
But even then, there's still that reliance on technology.
True, and we've talked about the benefits of automation.
But what if there's a glitch, a system error, or even just a misunderstanding of how the tool works?
That's always a risk, right, whenever you're relying on technology.
Especially with something as important as data management.
So it's crucial to have a backup plan, a way to recover if things go sideways.
ZapIT does emphasize their restore function.
Which is great. but it's still wise to be careful. Maybe test the system out before you apply it to everything.
And I think this is where communication and training come in.
Big time. Everyone involved needs to understand how Zapi works.
Its limitations, what to do if they run into trouble.
It's about empowering your team, not just automating a process.
Okay, so we've talked about data quality, the risks of relying on technology, the need for communication and training. Any other words of caution before we wrap up?
Just one final thought. Even with the best tools out there, human judgment is still key.
Don't just blindly trust any system.
Especially when it comes to your data. Always review the results, think critically, and don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it.
It's a good reminder. Technology is a great tool, but it can't replace human intelligence.
Couldn't agree more.
So, to summarize our deep dive into Zapati, it seems like a promising solution for dealing with those pesky duplicates in Salesforce.
Definitely promising. Their features address a lot of the pain points that users face.
Safe, automated merging, granular data retention, user control. These are all big wins.
And that free trial gives you a chance to really explore the app and see if it works for you.
But as we discussed, it's not a magic bullet. You still need good data quality, a solid plan, and human oversight.
Take your time, understand your data, define your criteria, and proceed carefully.
Well said. On that note, we'll leave you to explore Zapati and start your deduplication journey.
Happy merging, everyone.
Until next time.